When the sun goes down in Oahu, Hawaii, the songs of the Kokui frogs begin. This big noise is being made by very small, 2-inch-long frogs, and the sound is driving people nuts. There are thousands and thousands of these frogs in Hawaii. They're not supposed to be there, but they migrated from their native Puerto Rico in the 1990s, and now they're disrupting Hawaii's ecosystem. Nilton Matayoshi works with the Plant Pest Control Branch of the Agriculture Department in Honolulu, Hawaii, where he joins us. Mr. Matayoshi, is it fair to say at this point that you are a frog wrangler?
You might say that, yeah.
Yeah, what do you have to do? You've been charged with trying to what, capture these frogs?
We do investigate calls from the general public, and then when we go out, sometimes we're able to capture them, depending on the terrain, the landscaping they're in.
Mm-hmm. How do you capture them?
You have to go usually during the evening hours when the calls are heard. If you can't hear them, you can't find them.
But you hear them, and then what are you carrying, a bag, bait?
Normally, your equipment would be a flashlight and a Ziploc bag.
And do they run into the bag?
No, you'll have to locate them by sound and then kind of creep up on them and then use your hand. They're non-toxic, so you can just about grab them.
So it's like one by one?
Yeah.
In like a gallon size?
Yes.
Ziploc bag. How many have you been able to capture?
Personally, probably about 20 frogs so far. And other people, of course, are a lot better. They have better ears and hands, and they have a nose for the frog, so to speak.
Is that the only way to capture them, is one by one in the baggie?
Basically, it is a one-on-one thing, yeah.
Yeah. You've got a lot of these frogs. I mean, in Lava Tree Park, for example, there are 20,000 of these individual frogs in like 1 acre. Now, if each frog sounds, what, 90 decibels, kind of like a lawnmower, that's very loud.
Yeah, and that reading is taken from about a foot away.
Yeah, but you were there. Tell us what it sounded like.
Exactly as the recording was prior to my speaking. It will drown out your voice.
Do you wear earplugs when you go in a place like
that? No. I need to. The purpose when I go there is to catch the frogs, so I don't wear earplugs yet.
So this is really an infestation, and this is becoming a problem.
Exactly.
You've got sites on the Big Island in Maui and Oahu. You're in charge of pest control, and these are pests. How are you going to be able to control them, aside from capturing them by hand?
Okay, well, the department is trying to find a more feasible way of controlling the frogs, and we are looking for chemicals or biological control agents that will help us to do that job.
What kind of chemicals?
We've been testing a whole range of chemicals. Most chemicals are not allowed, except for caffeine, which has been approved by the EPA. So we are looking at something like hydrated lime, which will desiccate and dry the frogs out.
So you can use lime and dry them up. Caffeine, you said?
Caffeine is, as you know, is a stimulant, and it's mixed as a powder with water.
Oh, wait a minute. They don't get little espresso cups, do they?
Well, at a 2% solution, at 50 cups per 1%, that's about 100 cups of coffee that the frog would be doused with, and the frog will die. Yeah.
Yeah. Overstimulated, I imagine.
Yeah, right.
There are no predators, so they're happy and they're laying a lot of eggs?
Not in Hawaii. There are no natural predators as they're found at their home range. Yeah. Mm.
Can humans eat them? What do they taste like?
I know they're not poisonous. I've heard of people as a prank trying to eat them.
As a prank?
Yes.
But not as an entree?
No.
Nilton Matayoshi, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for this call.
Nilton Matayoshi works with the Plant Pest Control Branch of the Agriculture Department in Honolulu, Hawaii.